for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. Pomona Valley Hospital says they're slashing their staff by more than 250 positions. The hospital says federal funding cuts forced their hand. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
Pomona Valley Hospital says it's lost $40 million in federal funding because of cuts in Trump's spending bill. In a statement to KVCR, hospital officials say the funding cuts will make it difficult to support low-income patients. The hospital said some 265 positions will be eliminated March 8th because they're reducing hours and will not fill open positions. The hospital CEO, Richard Yocum, says they deeply regret making the cuts and are pushing lawmakers to protect funding. Pomona Valley Hospital also says they expect more cuts, upwards of $20 million. The union representing the hospital's workers, SEIURN, says the cuts will impact the quality of patient care and that management roles should be cut instead. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
The California Air Resources Board released new draft rules for the state's Cap and Invest program, formerly Cap and Trade. It's part of changes asked for by legislators last year when they reauthorized the program through 2045. The changes include a proposal to remove a third of the allowances, sometimes referred to as pollution permits, sold to industry by 2045. Caitlin Rodner-Sutter is the California Senior Director for the nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund. She says she wants a more aggressive timeline toward lowering emissions.
What they could have done is made that cap decline, basically from now until 2030, a little bit steeper, which means that we would get more emission reductions over the next few years.
CARB is opening a 45-day public comment period on the draft rules starting January 23rd. California counties are starting their homeless point-in-time counts this week. This is the annual census where volunteers fan out statewide to try to answer the question, is California's homelessness crisis improving or getting worse? The count comes at a time when Governor Gavin Newsom has touted a 9% drop in California's unsheltered homeless population in 2025. But that drop doesn't paint a full picture. Marisa Kendall with our partner CalMatters says the federal government only requires counties to do a count every other year. She says some counties, like LA, do a count every year.
But other counties that do have historically large homeless populations, like San Francisco and Alameda County, only count in even-numbered years. So that means they didn't count last year. So when they count this year, we'll see a kind of a fuller picture of their numbers.
Los Angeles continues its second day of a three-day count, and San Bernardino's count began at 5 a.m. this morning. Riverside has also moved to a full count every 2 years, 2026 being an off year. Republican Assemblymember James Gallagher is running to fill the remainder of Doug LaMalfa's North State congressional seat. LaMalfa died earlier this month during an emergency surgery after serving 7 terms in Congress. Gallagher says a Democrat wouldn't do a good job of running the farm-centric rural district.
I think the current Democratic Party and the sort of the values and the views that are expressed in that party don't really help out rural and agricultural areas. And it's very inconsistent that a lot of the policies they champion add to our costs.
Governor Gavin Newsom set the special election date to August 4th, the latest possible time. A June primary will be held for the special election using the district's current congressional map. However, the midterm election will use newly drawn maps that skew the district in favor of Democrats as a result of Proposition 50. And wet weather is expected to spread across parts of the Inland Empire today and linger into the first half of the weekend. But forecasters at the National Weather Service are saying the rainfall will be light. The agency said an upper-level trough of low pressure that formed over the Pacific and reached into the inland region will be generating the sporadic rain. Thanks so much for supporting the Midday News Report. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wong.